Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, if you've listened to Moments for Missions for any time at all, you know that I have a real love for our men and women serving in uniform all across the world. And God's given us unique ministries here at BIMI. Yesterday, the last 2 days actually, I shared the ministry of missionary Adam Freidenstein and his family down in El Salvador and how God opened the door there for them to go across all their police stations in the entire country, giving out Bibles, and also to their military bases. What an exciting thing that is and was. And today, let me share an article called A Worthwhile Investment by Brian Baggett, who's our director of the military ministries here at BIMI. And Brother Baggett says, "It's a great honor to serve our United States military forces and their families through the gospel ministry of our missionary efforts here at BIMI. Many of our military churches have been in existence for decades and have been filled with countless congregations that have rotated in and out during their time of active duty service. In addition to active duty military personnel, these churches also provide a home church experience for many military contractors, embassy personnel, as well as English-speaking nationals from that host country. One of these churches is Faith Baptist Church in Iwakuni, Japan. It's been in existence now for over 40 years. The church owns its property and its buildings, which is not a common occurrence among our military ministries. This particular church has served as a gospel preaching, soul-winning station for the Marine Corps and naval aviation communities. And as mentioned in some of my other articles, the government is planning to widen the road where the church currently sits, just outside the gate of the base. This expansion will greatly reduce the church's lot size and necessitate a dramatic change. In order for us to remain in close proximity to the base, it means that the building that was well past their original design lifespan must be torn down and a new building reconstructed. This is all in order to maintain this wonderful location for decades to come. It's been a tremendous blessing to see the number of souls that have been saved through the efforts of this church, currently under the leadership of missionaries Brandon and Alicia Knight, and as a result of their Friday night rally point outreach and preaching of the Word of God by Pastor Knight, the church is seeing tremendous growth. They've already seen their sanctuary and current overflow room filled. Well, back in January of 2025, we set out to raise the funds for this much-needed demolition and rebuilding, and the goal was to raise $800,000, and this account will not only provide for the demolition needed, but also for the construction of a three-story, multi-use building with church auditorium, fellowship hall, classroom space, and this will be a brand-new building that should serve for many decades to come. As of November 2025, we've seen over $450,000 come in for this project, and we also have a matching funds offering $175,000. All of this together will take us to the goal, and we appreciate those who've invested in a cause like this, where there are so many of our young Marines and naval aviators will come to know the Lord and be discipled and prepared to serve the Lord for the remainder of their lives. Please pray for the Knights in this great work.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.